And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio. And I am here with founder and CEO of Pinnacle Senior Placements and one of our favorite people in the world, Daphne Davis. Daphne,
hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you.
You know, we are getting into the holiday season. I can't believe it. This year has gone by so incredibly fast. And, you know, talking about, you know, as we're going in there, a lot of times families have, you know, they look back at the year and say, okay, well, we're going to start to see changes with mom or dad or things like that. And there's a lot of things that happen during this time. But we haven't really talked about the follow-up. What happens when you get involved with a family and once mom or dad moves into a community, what happens?
Good question. Pinnacle, we do continuing follow-up at least up to 90 days after someone has chosen a new environment of care in a home. And we do that in ways, sometimes it's just a conversation that we will have with the family over the phone. Sometimes it's a conversation with the primary caregivers of whatever community they're in. Many times it's a face-to-face visit, just dropping in and seeing the person who has been moved to a new care community. Mm-hmm. But we want to make sure that things are going well. There's a lot of logistics that happen during that first time, that initial meeting of the family, the advisor doing some research based on the highest values of the family, the limitations that might be in their unique story. And then there's the actual touring that we do together. Mm-hmm. And hopefully we've hit it on the mark that you feel like you have, you know, at least three or four good options. Mm-hmm. But it's the time after that that can get a little dicey. And sometimes it's things that we don't expect. I try very hard. This is another thing to think about with an advisor, that they should be preparing you for what may be coming down the road.
Sure, that makes total sense.
Sometimes it's just as simple as a communication misfire. You know, I thought this was going to be happening, Daphne, but this is how it's being executed. So sorry we didn't get that cleared up. Let's work together and talk to the whoever
the property
it is.
The executive director or the nurse or whatever.
Yep. Yeah. Let's talk to them. Let's all meet together. And if you would like, I would be happy to be a part of that conversation. Mm-hmm. Many times I want to empower families because they are good communicators. Mm-hmm. They're just stressed and they're second guessing themselves. So many times I play the role of just affirming that what they're feeling, thinking, or observing is correct.
Well, and I think one of the things you bring up, which I don't think families are aware of, and that families, they are allowed to have a care conference anytime they want with the community. And it is in the community's best interest to work with the family. And they want to, but they sometimes don't know any better. I remember when my mom was in assisted living and she was so unhappy with the food and she had a little bit of dementia. And I couldn't put my finger on it until finally I had lunch with her one day, and I realized they weren't bringing her milk with her meal. Mm. And that was just such a simple thing when you really don't think about those little things, but that made all the difference. She was happy, but she didn't know how to express it.
That's right.
And those are the things I think as an advocate for a loved one, doesn't that make a difference?
It makes a huge difference, and you said a couple of things there. One, you spent actual time at lunchtime to figure this out.
Yeah, I did.
You are the daughter. You are going to know your mom. You're going to see the little nuances better than anyone else.
Totally.
Then the other pieces, if you had had a Daphne, would be to say, you know, this is what my mom's saying. What do you think that could mean, or what am I missing? I'm so close to the situation that I might not be able to see what she's telling me.
Well, it took me a while to figure it out.
Your advisor should be, your relationship with that advisor should be so secure that you just think, you know what, I can call Daphne, I can call Cheryl, I can call Emily, I can call Jolene, I can call anybody and have them hear my story and say, you know what, Suzanne, you're in left field. We'd say that nicely, or you can say, spot on, let's try and figure this out. This is an easy fix. Mm-hmm. But to have that relationship that's there to allow for that kind of follow-up. Many times our company, our advisors are going to drop in. We're going to be in the area. We're going to drop in and just see kind of what's going on. Mm-hmm. The other thing that can happen is that we can have candid conversations with both the community of care and the family that sometimes the family and the community of care don't feel like they can have because they haven't built a relationship yet.
Good point.
And so the advisor's job is to help that relationship build. In my world, that starts when we start touring. It's
You go with the family.
Absolutely. We're with them. I'm the person who's going to introduce each other to them. If there's a situation where someone goes back and says, I want to go visit that community again, I really encourage the family to go by themselves so that they can be the primary communicator.
Sure.
I'm no longer the bridge. Anyway, we digressed. But in the follow-up piece, in getting that communication to happen, sometimes it just takes that third party again to say, everyone's heart is in the right place. We all have the same motivations. No one's going to get in trouble. Nobody's going to be ostracized. Mm-hmm. Nobody's going to be kicked out. Nobody's going to talk to APS or, you know, ombudsman.
Right.
All the things that we make up in our head that the advisor can help eliminate and have communication be spot on.
Well, and I think the other thing that happens is that dynamic when you're touring and when you're going with the family, you're taking away all of the dynamic of, well, Ma, I promised Mom I'd never put her in the home, and so now I have to be the bad guy. Because now you're just there to support your parent and letting them do what they're going to do. And learn that process. You know, it took me a while to figure that piece mm-hmm. out. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to have somebody like you that can help coach the adult child on how to be that support for your family so you don't get into this dynamic that
That's
families
right.
are dealing with. I mean, wouldn't you say that's true?
Absolutely. I was just at an Alzheimer's conference down in Tacoma and mm-hmm. was listening to one of the speakers and the questions mm-hmm. from the families. Mm-hmm. And one of them was that, you know, I leave and my mom says she wants to go home all the time. Just for you to understand that that might not mean she really wants to go home. That might mean something completely different. Now,
exactly.
I'm talking in the state of dementia, mm-hmm. some kind of dementia. But to have an advocate who can help you mm-hmm. understand the difference, mm-hmm. and more importantly, what's a phrase I can use? When there's multiple people in the family that are talking to Mom or Dad,
so
all
true.
Of you have to be on the same page.
Well, and the other thing too, when you're talking about this, when you really think about it, is Thanksgiving. Families come into town, right, at this time of year. And they may not have seen, you know, a sibling. You know, you may be the primary caregiver, but all of a sudden siblings come to town and they'll make their token visit to Mom or Dad, which is sad, but that's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden they come back with a different story. It's like, well, you know, now you feel maybe conscientious, did I miss something?
Right.
Or you get defensive
as a caregiver.
Mm-hmm. And that doesn't work either. So the fact is, to have somebody like you that is that buffer that says, you know what, this is what this means, you know, and Mom is may want to put on a great front to brother and sister that they only see, you know, a couple times a year. It's very different, isn't it, Daphne?
And that's going to happen all the time. Just
mm-hmm.
see, that's where the advisor can help prepare you.
Mm-hmm.
Even if there hasn't been a move involved, have an advisor that you can call that says, okay, we're having, you know, my sister who lives in Baltimore and she's going to be here and she only sees Mom twice a year. How can I prepare her to be effective with Mom and not have her heart broken?
Mm-hmm.
How can I help Mom in knowing that this is going to happen? Do I mm-hmm. tell her 2 weeks in advance? Do I tell her an hour in advance? Do I introduce myself? Do I take away the opportunities for her to feel like she's losing face?
Mm-hmm.
Do I make it easy for her to remember who I am because she hasn't seen me for 6 months? And how do I do that?
That's,
you know,
amazing.
Those are the things that a good advisor should do.
Yes. And we are talking again to Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. And Daphne, tell us about areas that you guys serve in Western Washington.
We serve from Thurston County up to Skagit County. We go out to Jefferson County out in Port Angeles and Squim. We serve Bremerton, you know, and we even serve Seattle.
I love that. That's important, too. So you guys really, and one of the things that you said, I think, in a previous interview is that I think it's important now is I think, you know, and it's really, it's part of follow-up, but the great thing about it is that your services are 100% free to families.
Yes.
So that's important to share.
Yeah. I'm, and all of us in this community are paid kind of like a realtor.
Mm-hmm.
We get a one-time commission that we're paid. I, as a company, have chosen to work with every single care community in Western Washington, whether or not we have so-called the contract with them or not, because whatever is right for your family, I want you to have that mm-hmm. as a benefit. There should never mm-hmm. be a negative to you calling us. Pinnacle Senior Placements is here to take away some of the mystery of what the next stages, the next chapters of life look like. We're here to make this an easier transition. We're here to answer your questions, low-key, never making decisions. We're an information post.
I love that. I love that. And you know, really, that's the greatest gift a family can get, because it's having that ability to reach out to somebody, you know, not feeling like you're all alone, and also understanding that once mom or dad goes to assisted living, you still have somebody to pick up and, you know, and pick up the phone. I mean, I know my mom, she would have little bouts of dementia, and she got upset at the janitor that would come into her, you know, her skilled nursing facility. It's like all of a sudden she thought she was snooping through her things because it's a dementia thing. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know how to deal with that.
Yeah, you should be able to call that advisor.
And it's like, what am I going to do? And it's like, mom was upset. And it's like having somebody like a Daphne to come in and say, it's okay. This yeah. is what's happening. It's getting it away from me to have to be defensive. And I think that's so important.
I had a family that called just yesterday. I'd helped her with her father in the summertime. And now, unfortunately, her mother has been diagnosed with pancreatic cancer.
Oh, no.
And she's like, what do I do, Daphne? I mean, she called me, and I haven't talked to her for probably 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
And she calls me up, and that's the relationship that you can have with an advisor that says, I know that, you know, because of my mom's health, we can't go to an adult family home. Mm-hmm. We can't go to assisted living. But I'm sure you have some ideas of what
yes.
I can do for my mom.
Yes. So, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500. And you can also reach me at pinnacleseniorplacements.com at our website.
Well, we're glad you were on the show today. We're always happy to have you.
Thanks so much.